Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Our last Sunday transmission of 2009. Hard to believe. Friday, of course, will be our last radio show of 2009 total, with the weekday broadcast from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I hope all of you had a happy and healthy and safe Christmas. We are going to have open phones, of course, today here on air at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We have the underwear bomber, the Christmas Day underwear bomber, on that airline flight from Europe to Detroit, Michigan. And we're going to be going over that report first today, the vaunted underwear bomber. If we don't give up all of our rights now and let the government fit us with taser bracelets, Al-Qaeda will kill us. Al-Qaeda will annihilate us. Doesn't matter if you're many times more likely to drown or die by electrocution than you are to die from terrorism. It doesn't matter. It's the boogeyman, used as part of the power of nightmares to scare us into submission. Then we're going to get into the healthcare takeover, another little Christmas Eve present from the collectivist, and a bizarre statement by Chris Matthews. It's up on Infowars.com. About our great mentor, he and Bernie Sanders, the senator, Saul Alinsky. Alinsky, who was an open communist, wanted re-education camps, mass arrests in America, a Stalin-esque purge, of course, is the mentor of Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. But you talk about it and they call you McCarthy. It's just a fact. He dedicated his book to Lucifer, a admitted Luciferian. And I tell you, Chris Matthews gives a twinkle in his eye when he talks about his great hero, Saul Alinsky. So that's coming up with the health care. They've already got half the population domesticated on the government mammary gland. And now the mopping up operation is going to begin. The big banks running it using a giant horde of uneducated, gibbering, trashy people. Their minds filled with all the trash of television and the culture, this plastic globalist culture, and they are going to pillage what's left of society, and then the bankers will put a police state in over the rubble and live in their armored redoubts over us. That way no one can threaten them, because for the ultra-rich, the real enjoyment, the real flavor is slavery, domination. Being able to control the arts and the culture and have just total tyranny. And they're so close. Then they'll put in their right-wing version in 3 years. And then they'll continue the whole agenda. And suddenly all the Republicans who were against what Obama has done have suddenly will support it all. Just like Democrats who were against everything Bush did. As soon as Obama got in and continued all of those policies but put a left cover package on it, suddenly they love preemptive war. They love the Patriot Act. They love torture. So the underwear bomber, what's really behind that, the healthcare takeover, and, of course, Obama handing total diplomatic immunity over to Interpol, something our FBI doesn't even have. And then it's in the news that the police departments of the country are taking over the Boy Scouts of America to make them be basically shock troops and enforcers and spies for the federales. So that's in the news again. So it is all coming up today. You will definitely want to stay with us for the full transmission, the last Sunday show of 2009 into 2010. It has been a hellish decade for freedom. But it's always darkest before the dawn. We're also seeing the biggest awakening ever against the global crime syndicate. Hello, this
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, the 27th day of December 2009, our last Sunday radio show of 2009, and our last radio show of the millennium. Now, if you want to be technical, it's our last show of the decade. But if you want to be technical, they started the millennium. That's why I just had that Freudian slip. They started the new millennium a year early. It was supposed to be not December 31st, 1999. It was supposed to be December 31st, 2000, going into 2001. And so, really, the end of the decade should be the end of next year. December 31st, 2010 should be the end of the first decade of the new millennium and the new century. But because they started the millennium and the new century and the new decade a year early, just because the government and the media felt like it, then I guess I have to, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, adopt what they're saying and go, okay, it's the end of the decade Friday, coming up Friday, December 31st. It isn't the end of the decade, but the public all believes it's the end of the decade. I mean, the public believed that 1999 was the last year in the 20th century and in the second millennium after Christ. Again, I'm not even one of these people that watches Alex Trebek on Jeopardy and knows all these basic factoids. I've just never been able to understand why we started the new millennium a year early, why they're saying the decade is over a year early. This is a big deal. I don't know, Jaron, is that a big deal? To, like, end decades a year early, start new millenniums, new centuries a year early, or am I wrong? Huh? I'm wrong. Okay. All right, here I am burning valuable time on something that doesn't really matter. I guess it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if on 9/11, 8 years ago, not one but two passports fell out of the planes that smashed into those buildings at over 550 miles an hour apiece, and the bodies were all incinerated and disintegrated, but out of the fireball, out of the people's baggage, out of their suits, flew two passports and fell to the ground undamaged. And the FBI found both of them separately within 24 hours. See, if I was normal, I wouldn't care if they started the 21st century early. I wouldn't care if the decade wasn't really over and the media said it was. And I would just sit here and believe that passports fly out of passengers' pockets and out of the inferno and out of the building and then down to the ground, and then the FBI finds them. You've got hundreds of millions of pieces of paper, conservatively. Every one of those Manhattan offices had thousands of papers in it. There were thousands of offices. You got hundreds of thousands, if not millions, probably billions of pieces of paper flying down. And doesn't matter, the government found the passports of two of the hijackers. And then you start to question the official story of 9/11, because you have to keep your sanity. You have to go, no, that is important. That is a big issue. Remember a year ago, we reported that the Mumbai attacks in India had been staged by British, U.S., and Israeli intelligence. That was what the head of the Indian police said. They said, we were tracking these groups. We knew the U.S., Britain, and Israel were funding them. Then they blew up and killed the head of the Indian anti-terror police. Then they murdered a bunch of other heads of the regional Indian police for daring to tell the truth. And now it was in the London Telegraph last week. Mumbai suspect is U.S. double agent, India claims. Now, India is our little ally. But when India catches Westerners running around funding and controlling hired criminals, and what they do is they just grab a few people, they shoot them, they then have a few other commandos attack and machine gun the crowds, then they take the dead bodies and say, oh, look, we found them. Then they grab a patsy who they injected full of PCP, LSD, and peyote, and a bunch of other drugs. I mean, they said the blood of this one patsy they grabbed was so jacked up off the chart. And I said, day one, that guy's going to be a double agent, just like McVeigh, who they grabbed and drugged up before they dumped him into police custody where he'd be hallucinating for a week so that it would just seem like crazy babble. Same thing with McVeigh. He's driving erratically, runs off the road. He's drooling on the ground, saying, help me, to the state police. They drugged that guy big time. Look, they shoot you up with LSD, folks. If you're a government agent and they've got you part of drills, you may go out to 100 drills until they really blow up a building, shoot you up full of LSD, and then hand you over to the cops. That way, you, Marinus van der Lubbe, 1933, February 27th, he's found naked, drugged up, flopping around on the front steps of the German capital, the Reichstag, and now it's been declassified. Why our government kept it classified for 50-something years, it was declassified 2 years ago. Even the New York Times reported, Hitler grabbed a homeless person, shot him up with drugs, and then threw him out on the street. There's a way this is done. And if this guy in the latest underwear bombing wasn't on drugs, then I am a Easter Bunny from Pluto. Because it's the same M.O. this time. The exact same M.O. It's always the same M.O. I was hanging out with my parents and family on Christmas Day and was driving to the store listening to News Radio 590 KLBJ. We'd forgotten some eggs, so I was driving over to get some eggs, trying to find a store that was open, and I heard the report, and I thought, please let it be a real terrorist. Please let it be some lone nut. Please don't let this be the government again. Please don't let this be a patsy or a provocateur op or a setup. Please. Please, because I want to know the government isn't doing this. I want to think everything's all right. It's a million times less scary to think it's rogue people in caves doing this. And then sure enough, that night I got online and read the mainstream media reports, and then Saturday and today, and even mainstream media. I've got four or five British newspapers, a Canadian paper, a U.S. paper, saying, did the U.S. and did the Europeans let this happen, and why? It's the same story it always is. His dad said, a rich banker said, my son's gotten in with extremists, he's planning something, and the FBI wasn't allowed to put him on the terror watch list. When they put congressmen on it, they put 1,300,000 plus now Americans with no criminal records on it. They put you on it if you've got bad credit. They've had federal marshals go public about that and speak out against it. This guy was protected. This guy was brought to the airport, and we're going to cover this after the break. He was brought to the airport by a sharp-dressed man in a suit, led past security. The man ordered security to stand down. He was brought right up to the gate. They have higher levels of security in Europe than we even have here. It's unbelievable. He's brought to the gate without a passport or identification and put on the plane. And then you've got him not on the terror watch list. It's just like the Fort Hood shooter. For 2 years saying he was going to kill people, sending emails to who he thought was an Al-Qaeda. Of course, it was the CIA. This cleric he was under is openly CIA. What, three of the last patsies came from this guy? I mean, these are setups, folks. These are setups, guaranteed.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything
any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
So it's come out in court documents in England and in India that the only patsy they captured was a double agent for the United States. When you hear the United States, folks, it's not the United States. It's the foreign banks that have taken over our country, taken over our military, and use it as their own private mercenary army. And I've seen this MO over and over again. I remember it was in the Jerusalem Post. It was in UPI, what, 6 years ago? Israel admitted that they created fake al-Qaeda groups to stage terror attacks in Israel, killing Israelis as a pretext. The so-called right-wing government at the time created fake al-Qaeda groups to get them to attack their own people so their own people would give up their rights. And the British, of course, it's been all over the major British news the last 5-6 years. It's been declassified that the British government, because a bunch of the commandos went public, one of them we interviewed, Agent Steakknife, later committed suicide. He was running for his life when we had him on. The interviews we've done, I've interviewed Hamid Gul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence when the U.S. was running the war against the Russians. Nobody gets to interview with Hamid Gul, or Ghul, depending on how you pronounce it. But he came on this show because we're known worldwide for being fair and balanced, unlike some people that use that catch term. We actually want the truth. But the issue here is that you have this ultra-rich banker, his son living in lavish apartments in London, in Dubai, you know, the kind of place rock stars live in, and then suddenly a man in a fancy suit, this is mainstream news, in Europe, marches him past security with his syringe bomb or whatever it is. They're now saying the passengers thought it was firecrackers, but they're saying sophisticated. You know, just like Saddam had Death Star weapons and EMP weapons and nukes that were so deadly they could even kill Superman. Well, this guy had stuff that bad. And so he just struts right past security, and it's the same in every case. Oh, yeah. 9 of the 19 9/11 hijackers a year before 9/11 went to a Mumbai terror summit and then were allowed back into the U.S. And I had Mr. Springman, the head of the U.S. Embassy in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, on. And he said that he wouldn't let him in because they had terror ties, Mohammed Atta and others. And the CIA called him up and said, look, these are U.S. agents, and they have a terrorist cover story. That's their cover. Then they got back in the United States and were trained at U.S. military bases in Norman, Oklahoma, Pensacola Naval Air Station, and the Defense Language School in Monterey Bay, California. And that was in CNBC, Associated Press. The head, Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Butler, the head of the Defense Language School, the dean, went public 1 month after 9/11 in the Associated Press saying, I don't know what happened with 9/11, but somehow it's an inside job because these guys were trained at my base and are high-level spies. That's in the Associated Press. I mean, for those of you that say, oh, I don't want to hear 9/11 is an inside job, what else is it? You got passports falling out of the sky that the FBI just so happens to find at Ground Zero the first day. Give me a break. You've got the people training at U.S. military bases. It's the same thing with Hassan out at Fort Hood. He's visiting the topless bars. He's partying hardy. He's running around for several years talking about how he's going to jihad and kill everybody and how much he hates the president and how he loves suicide bombers. Folks, if you're in the Army and you criticize the president in any way, you're lucky if all you get is a dishonorable discharge and not a court-martial. Stephen Butler, they started a court-martial on him till he agreed to shut up just for saying, all I know is the hijackers were trained at my base. Something's going on. Muhammad Atta sat in my class. What, he's not supposed to tell the truth? He tells the truth and they start court-martial on him. Hassan can run around. Folks, it's not political correctness that they didn't bust him. It's not political correctness that every single time, 3 months ago, the would-be bomber up in Illinois, turned out the FBI created the group, found the people, led it, found some prisoners, some ex-con idiots, promised to pay them a bunch of money if they drive a bomb into a building. That is purely provocateur. They didn't go out and find a group that was planning it and stop them. They go out and create the groups. Texas Monthly, 1998, Bumsker Award to the FBI, creating a Klan group and trying to get them to blow up a chemical plant in Fort Worth, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, this latest character, if you didn't know, if you visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com right now, if you go there, we have detailed articles that break it all down for you so you can check it out for yourself and read the facts for yourself. There's an article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Bomber had no passport. Helped aboard plane by sharp-dressed man. But I'm not the only one with my website saying that. We've got a bunch of mainstream news articles here from mainstream media. Here's the UK Daily Mail. Why was he ever allowed to fly? Syringe bomber had been barred from Britain, was on terror list, and even his father had warned U.S. Yeah, the FBI tried to put him on the terror watch list, and someone ordered it pulled off. It's the same story. At the bare minimum, they find these fruitcakes, these mentally ill people, and they give them the weapons and then protect them getting on the airplanes to do it. We know a lot of terror is provocateur. That is incredibly criminal. He could have brought that plane down. Bare minimum, this was a setup. Bare minimum, they let him do it, and they let Hassan do it, bare minimum. But it gets worse from there. As the days and weeks unfold, just like with the Fort Hood shooting, the evidence always emerges, and I wish it didn't, that this is going to be a complete inside job. And I'll guarantee you, this guy was hopped up on drugs, hypnotized, just like Sirhan Sirhan with the polka-dotted dress lady putting the drugs in his drink, and his blood was tested, and the guy that shot Bobby Kennedy in the back on record was CIA, and four CIA guys were photographed inside the building, and the LAPD coroner said that none of Sirhan's 22 bullets hit him, that he was all shot in the back by the CIA officer. Doesn't matter, they get away with it. That's how they do this, folks. This guy is a patsy. He seems stunned. He seemed to not know what had just happened. It's just unbelievable. I wish this was a real terror attack. Believe me, I wish the government wasn't doing this type of stuff so they can take our freedoms and take our liberties and take our rights. I'm going to hit a few more facts on this, play video clips where the mainstream media admits Homeland Security wants to fit you with shock bracelets. All of us will have our own shock bracelets, like out of some science fiction movie, The Running Man. And we're going to talk to Wyatt and others. Stay with us.
Attention, the number of the poison population is approaching 200 million in the U.S. Do not believe the official census numbers. The 200 million correlates to those who have been methodically, intentionally poisoned, identified by the blood types of A, B, and O. These blood types have damaged DNA and immune systems due to unbalanced blood pH levels brought about by slow poisoning over generations. Type AB is the healthy and poisoned blood type with neutral pH and normal DNA and immune function. Calculate their number, for it is 666. That is 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. They proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ. Now their time has come, their day of punishment, and all that is written. The number of the mounted troops is 200 million. Estimated time of arrival, 21st through the 27th of December 2009. For more information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. Poisoning of mankind, blood types, evolution theory, global warming, Shroud of Turin, and Illuminati.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday edition, the 27th day of December 2009. Coming up, I'm going to get into government-run health care, worse than we even thought previously. The 2,000-plus page bill is a nightmare takeover of your life. And we've got Chris Matthews hailing an admitted communist and Luciferian. You can't make stuff up like this. Saul Alinsky talking about how great their dream is and how it's now coming true. Remember, though, Communists are just the group of pirates. It's like when the circus comes to town, you've got to have somebody to put up the posters. They're just the little low-level crew members that carry out the looting. They deliver the booty back to the bankers. And that's why you've got the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, and others, the Ford Foundation, openly funding Saul Alinsky, Barack Obama, all of these people. And they mean business. These are cold-blooded thugs. And they're not communists. They're Wall Street businessmen who have an army of communist deadbeats under them who want free handouts and who will carry out tyranny to get it. So coming up, the health care plan. Also, Obama gives Interpol inside the United States, the International Police Organization, gives them immunity. Notice our own military, our own police don't get this type of immunity. This is total immunity, even from crime. It's completely illegal. But see, the globalists set up the UN so they give themselves imperial power. Magna Carta in 1215. The nobles grabbed the king and said, we're going to chop your head off if you don't stop saying you're God and stop saying you can commit any crime against nature you want, any crime against common sense. So since 1214 or 1215, England, this power hasn't been there until the Rockefellers set up the United Nations. And they gave themselves this power, and now they've got it inside the U.S., so that's coming up. Also, I told you years ago, the feds are federalizing all over the world, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, training them to spy on their parents, training them for warrant service, training them to, quote, take on veterans and for gun confiscation. That's in the New York Times. Oh, look how good the Explorer Scouts are. They're training to take on disgruntled veterans. They practice sweeping the home and taking out the vet and then taking the cache of weapons. That's the New York Times. That's in my film. Actual New York Times front page, and then with the color photos of it happening, that's in my film, Fall of the Republic. You cannot make this up, but it's back in the news today. And I noticed the first caller, and I went and checked online during the break. It is him, is Wyatt from Maryland. It was Wyatt in Maryland in 1998 sent me footage of an urban warfare drill with the Marines practicing to take over their town with their police, and the police walked up with the Marines with machine guns drawn and said, you can't film us in America, and pointed the machine guns at them. That footage is in my film, Police Day 2000. The first time I ever saw it, it was the Boy Scouts training to take on the local gun owners and telling the Marines where the militia members were, played by other Marines. They had the local police department involved. And I got this footage, and I showed it to people, and I said, look, they're training the kids to go after veterans' guns. Now it's mainstream news and back in the news today. And I was going to cover that near the end of the show. I have the stack right here. It's in the Sacramento Bee. It's in the Contra Coast Times. It's in the New Media Journal. The fifth column is the name of this column. Obama extends diplomatic immunity to Interpol by executive order. FEMA press release, national level exercise, 2009, training with troops from 14 countries to take on the American people. Here's IDF, U.S. National Guard to share defense ideas. IDF forces to be deployed amongst U.S. military forces, quote, to take on U.S. terrorists on U.S. soil. Foreign troops right out in the open. Can't trust the American people, but you can trust foreign troops. Oh, here it is. Daily News. LAPD on course to take over Explorer program. Youth's new name, uniforms, insignia planned. LAPD taking over from the Boy Scouts. 3,000 young people in L.A. And then, folks, we've gotten the training manuals and video. Even the New York Times reports on it, but says it's good. They are training literally to confiscate your guns. And remember, I told you that 10 years ago. I told you when we got internal FBI documents, we got more earlier this year, it made national attention, the MIAC and Homeland Security report saying veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives are the real terrorists. Homeland Security is really set up for you. We broke that. And the issue here is they are training your children to spy on you and to confiscate your guns. In fact, here's the New York Times. I got Jaron to pull it up. Jaron, can you pull up the actual New York Times for people, not just the print off? I want to click on the photo section, and I want to show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For those that don't know, that just listen to the radio, you can tune into PrisonPlanet.tv and watch the video. I want people to actually see the photos as the scouts train to kill U.S. veterans, because seeing is believing. And, of course, this article says how great it is. Now, that said, I have no idea what Wyatt, who calls in about every 3 years, I went and checked the phones, and sure enough, it was him. Wyatt, you're the first guy to send me video of this in 1998, 11 years ago, and boy, we were kooks. People didn't even believe the video of dozens of kids out in their white T-shirt uniforms directed by the Marines in gun confiscation. Now in Arcadia, earlier this year, we had the colonel on. He admitted, yes, we're training with the locals and the kids for a gun confiscation drill. They're quite honest. Your children are being trained to take your guns. This is what America is all about. This is what George Washington was all about. Good to have you here with us, Wyatt. Perfect day for you to call in.
Well, thank you, Alex, and I'd like to wish you and your family a happy new year, and hopefully it'll be a much, much better new year. In Hebron, Maryland is where that was, and there was also another guy there. His name is Sheldon Isaacs, and I've lost touch with him. I don't even know where Sheldon is, but he's the one that the Marines came up to at night and told him to turn his camera off and had their guns ready, had their military weapons. These are all lieutenants that were involved in this. It was a gun confiscation drill that was set up by these young lieutenants. Anyway, the kids on the bicycles, I talked to them and I said, hey, you know, all this stuff that's going on in your town is really terrible. I said, what you ought to do is go back to them and say, hey, there's somebody down by the grain silos that is an insurgent. Well, they went back and told them that, and my God, they started sending Humvees down the street, and they were actually looking for me, because the kids told them who said it.
Well, you know, that's the problem. People don't know history. They don't know in ancient Rome, or in Nazi Germany, or Soviet Russia, or Maoist China, or Pol Pot's Cambodia. When the state starts coming and militarizing your children and literally turning them against you, remember, all this training was going on before 9/11. And I'll never forget the Rand Corporation said, there's going to be big terror attacks. We're going to set up a thing called Homeland Security. We're going to take everybody's rights. And now Rand Corporation wrote up the plan to fully federalize all police. That's already happened. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is all pointed at you and your farm and your ranch and your business and your paycheck. This has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. Now, Wyatt, I got you off because, I mean, Wyatt, Maryland, you know, you call every 2 or 3 years. But I got you off on other subjects. What did you originally call in about?
Okay, what I called in about kind of goes hand in hand with this Detroit situation. Tonight on 60 Minutes, they're going to have a CIA agent or CIA whatever discussing about the direct possible attacks of terrorism in this country.
Yeah, stay there. You notice they've been getting us all ready for it. Stay there.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality.
at prisonplanet.tv.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Okay, going back to Wyatt, then Devin, Matt, Julio, Thomas, Joe, and many others. The toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244. The underwear bomber, the syringe bomber, clearly a patsy, bare minimum, protected, brought by a sharp-dressed commanding man in a suit, past security, to the gate. This man has no passport. You're ordered to let him on. The airport people stood down and followed orders. And this has been reported by the witnesses. This is reported by European news. This is being reported by British news, but not U.S. news. And it's always the same story over and over and over again. And understand, you are the target. All of this is going to be used to sell the population on accepting a police state. And we have the internal Homeland Security documents. It's all about the American people and gun owners and landowners. It's all about you, the producers, paycheck. You know the government lies about everything. You know they steal. You know they're controlled by special interests. They set up Homeland Security to rob you, period. It's called tyranny. Wyatt, finish up your point from Maryland. Yeah, they've got all these special TV shows. Oh, insiders say Al-Qaeda's about to hit. That's why we've got to expand the wars and have body scanners at all the airports that record our naked bodies. And that's why we've got to have checkpoints on the highways, and because Al-Qaeda's about to hit us.
That's right. What they're going to do is they're going to use that those body scanners as a priority because of this situation, this make believe nasty situation. And hopefully it won't be only shoes. They'll make you take your underwear off. I don't know, but it'll probably be a ban for everybody has to go through these body scanners now. I don't know what the terrorist attack or the false flag attack might be. It could be anything. Evidently, the H1N1 situation didn't work out too good for them. They probably did manage to get enough children inoculated with the poison. Pretty much at the bad end, Alex. I just, once again, I'd like to wish you, all your listeners, and your audience there a happy New Year. And I know for one thing, there are certain things that I'm going to be taking into hand for the new year, and it won't be anything to do with confetti. Anyway, thanks, Alex. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, Wyatt, Maryland. 11 years ago, he sent me footage of children being trained to take your guns in America. And now it's in the news. Oh, look, the children are training to confiscate a disgruntled veteran's firearms. They practice sweeping the home and terminating with a seek and destroy mission the disgruntled vet. I mean, that's in the New York Times right here in my hand. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. New York Times, May 14, 2009. Why do I raise this? I see articles every day or two where major police departments are going out and mainly getting poor gangbanger kids, just like the Soviet Russia. I have ABC News reports from the 80s going, look at Russia, where they take the disadvantaged kids and train them to be thugs of the state. And it showed like 10, 12-year-old kids putting black masks on. I've got that newscast. In fact, a clip of it is in, is it Masters of Terror or Police State 3 Total Enslavement? I forget. And I point out that's happening. And now it's like, well, that's America. Training the 12, 13, 14-year-olds for this. And then good old boys always send me emails and say, I'm not afraid of some 14-year-old. Bring it on. That 14-year-old is going to be 18 in just 4 years. And they're going to be young, dumb, and they're going to follow orders. They aren't just letting the Boy Scouts. By the way, Hitler took over his own German Boy Scouts that had been chartered similar to ours and set up a Hitler Youth out of it. Stalin, same deal. Mao, same deal. I mean, this is so cut and dry, so evil. And then I have mainstream news articles about it. Meanwhile, 2 years ago, we were sent this by a listener. We broke this simultaneously along with some other people online. And then a year later, mainstream media reported on it, but like it was a good idea. And they're going to incrementally keep adding more security at the airports and then more security at malls and more security at random checkpoints. That's in the Patriot Act. Internal checkpoints on highways run by the TSA. People laughed at me about that because you couldn't read the Patriot Act, wouldn't read the Patriot Act. It was too important to read Big 12 Champion magazine or something that doesn't matter for your family. And I remember seeing all of this. It just makes my head spin. So they're going to incrementally condition you until you wear taser bracelets when you fly on airplanes. And then they go on in the same newscast to say, oh, and then for any misdemeanor, you're going to have to wear the taser bracelet. Half the population is going to end up wearing taser bracelets. I know you don't believe that, but 5 years ago, they made the entire Mexican Attorney General staff in Mexico take implantable tracker chips. They've been taking blood from all newborn babies for 36, 37 years worldwide. I told you about it 14 years ago. It's now been declassified this year. You're not in Kansas anymore, boys and girls. The government is a scientific dictatorship. They don't control all the radio and TV yet. They don't control everything yet. They control all the main power centers, and they're beginning to lose control because people are finding out about them. The stupid carbon credit trading stuff has plunged by more than 15%, in some areas higher, as people found out the whole man-made global warming thing's bull. These people are not invincible if we'll simply take action against them. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. Here is Fox News. You can watch the whole clip up on Infowars.com, but I don't have time to play the whole thing. Here's just a few minutes of them telling you how great taser bracelets are that you're going to be fitted with. And 214 airports already scan your naked body, 360, your daughter, your son. Naked digital biometric images are now in government databases. They already got your blood, so don't tell me. If they give you a taser bracelet, you'll put it on and get on your knees and start licking boots because you've had your soul sucked out. You've had your fighting instinct sucked out. You need to get it back. You need to ask God to give it back to you. I'm a red-blooded American. You should get upset about this. Homeland Security is looking at putting taser bracelets on you. Here it is.
Imagine showing up for your next flight at the airport and being handed a device, a little bracelet, that would serve as your boarding pass. It would track your lost luggage. And it would also shock you with the same power as a taser if you get out of line. Well, a top official with the Department of Homeland Security has expressed interest in these so-called safety bracelets. So is this really the future of air travel? And will passengers accept it?
Okay. And then they go on to talk about, yes, people will accept it, and it's good. And they know you've been trained like a dog that if you see authority figures up on TV with fancy teleprompters and fancy bimbos licking their lips and expert types with glasses on, that you will submit. And they say, yes, you're scum. You will submit to it. You love it. You love being worse than Nazi Germany. You love delivering your children into hell. Now, here is the actual company that's got Homeland Security trying to sell the public on shocker bracelets now. Here it is.
Is there a solution to deterring hijackers once they are on the aircraft? Yes, there is a very viable, workable answer. It starts here, when passengers are issued their tickets. At that time, they can also be fitted with a special electronic ID bracelet that they will wear until they disembark the flight at their destination. These electronic coded bracelets will make traveling much more convenient for the public. It will replace the need to carry a ticket by containing all pertinent passenger information. In addition, the bracelet could permit tracking of the passenger through the terminal, including carry-on luggage. Checked luggage can be coded to match the bracelet to ensure no tampering or diversions. By further equipping each bracelet with EMD technology, the bracelets will allow crew members using radio frequency transmitters to quickly and effectively subdue hijackers. The electromuscular disruption signal overrides the attacker's central nervous system and will render even the most elite and aggressive terrorist completely immobile for several minutes. This will allow the crew to subdue and handcuff that individual.
See, this is how they do it. They just keep phasing it in. More and more security. Oh, look, somebody else had a man in a sharp suit lead him past security and put him on the plane without an ID or passport. In every case of terror I've ever seen, it's completely staged. It's either provocateured or there aren't even terrorists involved, and you've got CIA black ops literally with imploder plungers running the op. It's in the 2004 Army manual. Given to captains and above how to stage terror attacks. Every Army captain listening to me, if you're involved in black ops, you know this is true. But that's how we win wars, Alex. We stage terror attacks. No, that's how you let foreign banks bring this country down. We'll be back after the news. I'll get into the government takeover of healthcare, the death panels, and a lot more. And Chris Matthews worshiping Saul Alinsky.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.